A huge tobacco verdict in an Illinois class action case has state governments on edge. The states are worried the verdict will cut into their share of tobacco money due this month under the 1998 Master Tobacco Settlement. Philip Morris USA is warning a bankruptcy if it doesn't get some relief. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Philip Morris plans to appeal the $10.1 billion verdict handed down by an Illinois circuit judge in the nation's first consumer fraud case involving light cigarettes. But the company is having a hard time coming up with the cash to do so. The judge has set a $12 billion appeal bond in the case. Philip Morris Vice President and General Counsel William Olemeyer says it's an insurmountable hurdle.
That is a physical impossibility. There is no surety in the country that will sell you a $12 billion bond. It exceeds the bonding capacity of the surety market. And the judge knows that the company's net worth is well south of $12 billion, let alone its liquid net worth. It doesn't have $12 billion in cash.
Without the appeal bond, the plaintiffs could start making claims on company assets to collect damages. Philip Morris this week will ask the court to reduce the amount of the bond. Olemeyer says it's a matter of fairness.
We shouldn't be forced either to seek protection from a bankruptcy court or to essentially destroy the business in order to pursue that appeal.
Such dire predictions have created a ripple on Wall Street. Philip Morris's parent company, Altria, has seen its stock plunge and its debt rating downgraded. But the real fallout is at state capitals around the country. They were expecting a collective $2.6 billion from Philip Morris later this month. The firm has warned it can't make that tobacco settlement payment if it has to post the $12 billion bond in the Illinois case.
We never really anticipated that the companies would really find themselves in a situation where they'd file bankruptcy and even remotely consider defaulting on paying the states their money.
Washington State Attorney General Christine Gregoire helped negotiate the $246 billion tobacco settlement with states. Now, she and other attorneys general are planning to file a front-of-the-court brief in the Illinois case, asking for a reduced bond for Philip Morris because of the financial consequences for the states.
Most states are facing some of the worst deficits they've faced in decades. And so at a time when most of the legislatures have not only expected the payment to come on or before April 15th, but have already spent it, for them to be able to come up with that amount of money just adds much more pressure and much more problems to those legislatures.
This new addiction to tobacco money will increasingly pit states against smokers who sue cigarette makers and win. And eventually there won't be enough money to go around, says New York anti-smoking activist Joe Cherner.
It'll be up to the courts to decide who gets what and who gets how much. And the states should not be in there trying to protect Philip Morris in order to protect their money.
Cherner says Philip Morris's parent company, Altria, has the resources to come up with a $12 billion bond. But instead, he says, they're crying bankruptcy to coerce states to come to their rescue.
They've got the states on the hook for this money that Philip Morris owes them. And so Altria sees a perfect opportunity to say to the states, well, look, we're going to file for bankruptcy and you're not going to get your money. And so unless you help us, you know, we're going to do that. And they're bluffing.
Some states aren't buying Cherner's argument. Nearly a third have passed legislation capping the amount of appeal bonds. And Philip Morris is lobbying the Illinois legislature to do the same this week. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
To review the war news, U.S. Army and Marine units are rapidly approaching Baghdad. Some soldiers are within sight of the city's skyline. And a U.S. military spokesman says the Army's advance guard is near Baghdad's airport, within 20 miles of the city center. The Army is moving against Baghdad from the southwest. Hundreds of tanks and other vehicles are crossing the last major bridge over the Euphrates River. Marines are approaching from the southeast along the Tigris River that flows through the center of the capital. Units of Iraq's Republican Guard reportedly have been sent from Baghdad to confront the U.S. forces. Iraq's government had some military success yesterday. It shot down a Navy F-18 Hornet fighter with a surface-to-air missile and reportedly shot down a Black Hawk helicopter with small arms fire. A search is underway for the single pilot of the fighter. U.S. officials said seven crew members of the helicopter were killed. Four others were wounded and rescued.